This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Pages & Co., Tilly and the Book Wanderers, by Anna James. Read by Aisha Kala. 1. The View from the Gate of a Fairground. Matilda Pages pushed open the door of Pages & Co. and breathed in deeply, taking in the familiar scent of just-blown-out candles, dark chocolate and, of course, books. For a second she forgot that she was splattered with muddy water and simply relished the week's holiday that stretched out in front of her, like the view from the gate of a fairground. But the bubble of calm popped as the damp seeped through her tights, making her shiver, and she marched through the door connecting the bookshop to the narrow house she lived in with her grandparents. She let the door crash behind her, tossed her school bag on the table, accidentally sending a pile of potatoes flying, and flopped dramatically into a chair. She paused, waiting for her grandmother to react, and when Grandma finally turned, Tilly flung her head theatrically onto her arms on the table. "Happy half-term, Tilly," Grandma said, looking around in confusion.